On June 4th, UMass Amherst reported a malware breach at the college's Center for Language, Speech, and Hearing. As a result, protected health information of nearly 1,700 clients was potentially revealed. College spokesman Ed Blagojevski says that the information at risk included addresses, names of health insurers, primary health care, or referring doctors.
Our security was penetrated, and it is possible that some important data was taken from the machine. Now, based on our IT assessment, the type of malware that was used typically does not extract material from a disk, but the security was breached and it's still possible. And so we have an absolute obligation under the law and in good faith to let people know what happened.
The day before UMass Amherst reported its hacking, Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont notified more than 14,000 students and former applicants of a breach of data security. A portable storage device had been left unattended in a computer lab for 48 hours. Digital forensics indicates there has been no misuse of the data, which included names and social security numbers on a temporary file. Nevertheless, the college notified all students and applicants from over the past 3 years and offered identity monitoring services. Champlain College Senior Vice President of Finance and Administration, David Provo, says because of the college's focus on financial literacy, they opted to use the incident as a teachable moment.
We do have policies and procedures, and a few years ago we did retain a firm that specializes in this area to help us go through any specific situation. And when we identified that we had a risk, we contacted them, and they have really been helping us through the specifics of this incident.
That sort of proactive preparation is something more companies and institutions should be doing, according to Gray Castle Security founder Reg Harnish. The company, an information technology security firm specializing in data security assessment, remediation, and management, is based in Troy, New York. Harnish notes that security breaches are very common, but many are unreported.
There are some very common threats out there. But one of the most common vulnerabilities is people. And while technology has advanced substantially over the past 3, 5, 10 years, we haven't seen that same increase in protections or efficiencies in people.
Champlain College hosts the Senator Patrick Leahy Center for Digital Investigation, which has been named the best cybersecurity higher education program in the country by SC Magazine, a publication targeting the IT security market. Center Director and Professor Jonathan Rajewski helped investigate the possible breach at the college. He also works with the Vermont Internet Crimes Task Force. He says companies need to have a response plan in place.
Unfortunately, some people think that let's just build up our computer security and hire all these people and we're never going to be hacked. And the reality is anything that's connected to the internet can and will be hacked. And you must go into information security and cybersecurity with that perspective. And the plan should be, I need to have a remediation plan in place to deal with it as soon as I'm hacked.
Gray Castle Security's Reg Harnish says too many organizations rely on technology to save them once a breach or security problem has occurred.
Organizations really need to determine where their true risks really are. Secondarily, in the antivirus categories, we're seeing a very high failure rate. Cyber criminals are creating new viruses every day. There are tens of millions of variants out there, and so antivirus couldn't possibly keep up.
If digital security is compromised, experts advise company officials remain calm, retain evidence, and seek out professional digital forensic experts. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.